Welcome back to Go Forth and Nerd. This is Jesse Bray, also known as Mr. Bray, and I'm your resident nerd. And today I've got my good buddy Kevin Blue on again. Hey, man.
Woo!
How you doing? How you doing? Pretty good?
Good,
man. All right, so I have another scary story for you, and this is during the month of October. We're doing our scary shorts. So this one is called A Dead Man's Clothes. This is based off of true events. You can question all you want about what I've experienced, but I can tell you that I had physical evidence that what I encountered was real. So, when I was a kid, we used to live in Sanford, Maine, right outside of Portland, Maine, and we were often homeless, and we were given this particular housing by the state to stay at what used to be an old folks' home, so an old retirement home. And there was a sort of a rumor that many of the elderly people may have passed away, and there was a substantial amount of rumor and potential evidence that an old man, a particular old man, had passed away in my room, the room that I stayed in. And there was no mattress in my room particularly. Everywhere else in the house there was mattresses and beds and stuff like that, but mine only had a box spring. And the rumor was that the old man had passed away on that bed and they had yet to get a new bed. So I was sleeping on this hard kind of metal box spring. And if you're familiar with kind of the Victorian style architecture that's in New England, the windows that they have there are these big kind of sliding glass where they kind of latch down. They come down and they lock. And I remember going to bed one night thinking about this particular rumor about this old man that had passed away. And I remember the first time I saw the old man. And the first time I saw the old man, it was the peripheral of my eyes. I saw just what clearly looked like a shape of an old man, and it disappeared. And I thought maybe my mind was just playing tricks on me. And so I didn't pay attention. The next time it goes around, I see the old man, and it's late at night. I'm going to bed, and I open my door, and the window is open, and I can see through the curtain what looks like an old man that's standing there. And I could see him, you know, just kind of old, kind of 70s kind of clothes that he was wearing. And it disappeared. I, you know, sort of blinked again and it disappeared. Went to bed, and I remember feeling kind of not a scary presence, but a presence nonetheless of someone nearby. And I looked and I saw again the old man staring towards me, just over my bed. And it creeped me out. I blinked again. He disappeared. Then the following night, just kind of like puzzled out of my mind, I feel like I'm being kind of haunted by this old man. I hear creaks actually in the hallway, and it kind of the creaks kind of sound like steps. And so as I'm following these steps, I clearly see going up towards the attic what looks like a pant leg and a foot, like someone just walking up the steps. And so I head my way up to the attic, and I see there. Behold, is all these old kind of boxes filled with people who used to live there, their personal belongings. And I see this little old man digging through a box of clothes. And it's very late, and I can see through the moonlight coming through the window up in the attic. And I see him digging through this box of clothes. And I'm like, I'm not sure what to do. At the same time, I'm like, I'm all the way up in the attic, it's middle of the night, it's creepy. And I look to the left, to the other window, and I look back right, and he's gone. The next day, I get up, and I decide I'm gonna brave it up to the attic, because I thought maybe I had a dream. And so I go, and I navigate towards the exact location in this particular attic to where I saw the old man digging through the clothes, and I open up these clothes, and these were the same clothes that I saw this old man wearing, and not only were they the same clothes, they fit me. Now, as I told you earlier in the story, we were homeless, and so I didn't actually have much clothing that fit me at all, because being homeless, your clothes are tattered. And this particular old man's clothing fit me perfectly. As a 13-year-old man, I was surprised that this guy's clothes fit me, and they were totally great, great wardrobe. But I actually, because of this encounter, I discovered a box full of clothes, a dead man's clothes, and they fit me perfectly. I never saw the old man again after that. That's
wow.
The end.
Wow. A gift.
A gift.
He gave you a gift.
So we have a friendly ghost sort of story.
Casper.
Casper. Casper.
Oh my God, man. Woof.
And that was, yeah, a dead man's clothes.
He didn't put those clothes on for you, did he?
maybe it was a little creepy old man.
Oh, man, that is freaking freaky, dude. Yeah. I would, oh my gosh. Ooh, I don't know if I trust that box, dude.
The clothes fit. And we never know. I mean, perhaps this was all in my mind and I just built the story, but the truth is, the clothes fit, and I knew that the same wardrobe that I saw the old man wearing was the same wardrobe I found in the box, and perhaps his dying wish was to have his clothes to be secondhand instead of just rot in a box. Who knows?
That is awesome.
So
that is freaking awesome.
But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Kevin, for letting me be the storyteller. You want to close us out?
Woo. Guys, listen, let me tell you something. Oh, if you see an old man and he's guiding you, and he's guiding you, he's taking you down a path, a place you don't even know. I really hope that he's bringing you to a laptop and he brings you to Jesse Bray's site so that you can continue to go forth and nerd.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Kevin. Thank you everyone for listening. You guys take care.